Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So it's getting close to Christmas, and you, unlike me, are a person who celebrates Christmas, and although I like Christmas very much. So let's talk about what you're going to do in terms of wine for Christmas, because you do entertain. And so my question to you would be, is Christmas just like another Thanksgiving, or is there something specific you're going to try and do with wine at Christmas?
Right. So I take it when you say, is it another Thanksgiving, do you mean that it's, you know, a meal with 100 side dishes and 20 people at the table, mm-hmm. potentially?
Mm-hmm.
No and no. Our family traditions have changed a little bit over the years. We continue to tweak them, but as far as I know, for this year, Mom, you can correct me, Christmas Eve will be at my house, and we'll have a more formal dinner. We'll attend an early church service because my niece is 7. And then we'll come home and have dinner, and I will probably have some sparkling wine for those who want to drink sparkling wine. We always have a bottle of Hebrew beer. And we drink a toast to our Jewish brothers and sisters on Christmas Eve. And so everybody has a little bit. And then we share the names of all of our Jewish friends on Christmas Eve. So we do that toast before dinner also. And then we will have, I think I'm doing beef tenderloin. And so I want to do something red and rich. Most of my family drinks wine, but people probably generally aren't as fussy as I am. So I want something sort of very nice, but not super extravagant, nicer than usual, mm-hmm. nicer than Sunday wines, as
so
I like to call them.
No cocktails, no gin.
Well, my dad might have some gin.
Okay,
he
good.
Might have some, my dad might have some gin.
All right.
And then on Christmas Day, we've become a little more informal. So we always do a traditional Polish breakfast in the morning, but we don't do brunch or we don't have alcohol in the morning. And then in the evening, I think we're going to do ham and sort of like a cold buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And so we might have some more sparkling wine, but I bet there's going to be more beer and probably mm-hmm. less fussy bottles.
Cider at all or not so much?
No, not really that mm-hmm. many cider drinkers.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah. Again, as I say, it changes. When I was a little girl and we used to go to my Polish grandparents, there was more Manischewitz drunk.
Well, I'm glad that tradition's over. Well, it sounds lovely, and I look forward to my toast. I will hear it perhaps through the great
you
web.
You will. Now, do you have holiday traditions around either Hanukkah or Christmas?
Not
these days?
Really. You know, I don't at all. I do end up at my my mother's, of course, in Montreal, who makes excellent latkes. I do end up at my Russian mother, Sofia's, who makes unbelievable latkes, and there's no lack of vodka at that particular okay. celebration. And I always enjoy that. There's a bit of wine and lots of vodka, maybe some pepper vodka this year. I think that would be pretzovka. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be a nice thing.
Conviviality goes with the holidays.
I agree. It's nice to share this with you. And it's also especially nice this year because Christmas and Hanukkah are on literally the same day.
Right.
Which is
we'll be toasting together.
Exactly so. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.